Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, about halfway home, hour number one here on a Wednesday afternoon. Team 980 on the radio and the Odyssey app. Anywhere else, take us with you. Always live and free there. Also on demand. Every show, every segment, every hour. Metal Chris alongside, well, not technically alongside, back in our D.C. Half Street studios. I'm working from the home studio today, a little under the weather, so forgive me if you hear me cough a little bit or struggle a little bit. That's the deal. So we're just trying to mend and get back to as close to 100% as this old man body will allow. Before we get to the Nationals and their win last night in frigid Pittsburgh. Ooh, God, that must have been awful to be at that game. And there weren't many at that game. I want to go out to the lines and get you aboard here on the show. And my guy, AP, I know is a big Caps fan, and he wants to weigh in on the Washington Capitals, the number one seed in the East, as all the different issues that we just talked about. What's up, AP? How are you, pal?
Mainly. It's Russell.
Yes. No, he's doing his bit, Chris. Chris doesn't know the AP bit. Sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, Chris. I should have warned you.
He threw Chris for a loop. But, So AP does a it's kind of like a spoof on The Rock. And
I thought I was about to play some Gary Glitter here or something.
So it's kind of like a little bit of silence and then a finally. And sometimes AP lowers his voice really low because of where he's calling from. And sometimes you think, wait, is he there? Knock, knock. Is he there? But he's there, right, AP?
I'm here. Attaboy. Yeah, I'm in the office setting, so I couldn't be too loud today.
I got you. I understand. But, I appreciate you anyway.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. But, as far as what I've observed these past few games, especially the Columbus games, you know, we could say that maybe, you know, they're not giving it their all. They've already clinched, you know, they got number one in the, you know, in the East or number one in the, in the East and everything East. Like that. Mm-hmm. But, for me personally, and just watching the game of hockey for as long as I have, regardless of what seating you're in, hockey is a different sport. It's not like basketball. It's not like football where we're putting out the second stringers, you know, and what have you, and the third stringers. No, they're still going balls to the wall because one thing about hockey, the hot team always goes further. The teams that are resting, the teams that are sitting pretty, oh, yeah, with the number one seed, those are just sometimes, you know, and I mean, we've been watching for as long as we've been. Those are usually the teams that get bounced out the first round. So for me personally, watching how they played against Columbus, I mean, Columbus was a team that was, you know, obviously having a lot to play for, and they're still alive. And, you know, like you said earlier, I probably don't want to play them either. They're scary. They seem to match up well with us, and they're very fast. They're very physical. And even if we were to play them and make it out of the first round, I think we would be battered and bruised going into the next round and be softened up for the next opponent. So, as you said, there is no easy opponent. But, again, we got to get healthy with Logan Thompson and Protus. And, you know, we got to clear the puck. I'm still seeing those issues. And our goalies having to make these miraculous saves. And, you know, shout out to the guy from Hershey. You know, he tried. But, you know, welcome
he
to
was,
the big
he was putting a like, tough. He was put in a tough spot. He was put in a tough spot. He wasn't very good, but he was put in a tough spot.
And whether it's a backup or a starter, we have got to bail our goalie out. Yep. Defense, yep. Forechecking. We got to be the more physical team, even though whether we play Columbus or Montreal,
yep.
Those teams are – the eighth seeds are always the hungriest seed, and they're always the ones that got a chip on their shoulder and are the scariest teams because then there, you know, lies, you know, the pressure on the number one seed to – do what they're supposed to do and beat the eighth seed, but it don't work like that in hockey. Yeah. But
well, if you play sloppy defensively and as poor puck control wise, and quite honestly, sometimes it's been the goaltender as well. I'm not absolving any of the goaltenders. Yes. Sometimes, you know, even before the injury, Logan Thompson was struggling a little bit. Charlie, you know, at times has been a little inconsistent, but he's, you know,
yes,
he was good last night.
Yeah,
I'll just say that. He was okay last Thursday night. I didn't think he was great, but he was really good in the shootout. The bottom line is, if you play as porous defense and puck possession and puck clears and defensive zone issues as they have largely over the last 3.5 weeks to a month, that is going to catch up to you, to your point. Forget about the second round. It's going to catch up to you in the first round. Now, maybe you find a way to get through either Montreal or Columbus. Maybe. But as soon as you take on a legitimately badass team, and it could very well be Carolina in the second round, you know, you're going to be exposed.
Exactly.
We're starting to lose you, AP. I'm gonna jump in here and let you go because we're starting to lose the phone line. It's getting all crunchy. But I appreciate you, brother, as always. Good to hear from you. And yes, that is AP's bit. He does the very either he's putting his infant son to sleep, so he's got to be quiet for that. Which again, being a dad, great job, great thing. We allow special circumstances around here, depending on who you are. Or sometimes you're in the office, and AP has served our country, so we give him as a member of our military and someone who has put and sacrificed their lives, we give him some special privileges. So sometimes you might hear, finally, and not be able to figure it out. But that's how we do things around here. It's a little bit different. As I often say, it's not cookie-cutter radio.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year.
Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's clear the deck and switch over to the national. Not clear the deck. If you want to still weigh in on the Capitals, certainly go right ahead. As again, we should find out the opponent tonight. I would assume Montreal gets a point over Carolina at home. I would assume, but I can't say for sure. And if they do get 1 point, either way, overtime loss, overtime win, whatever it might be. They are the opponent for the Washington Capitals starting this weekend. All right. The Nationals with a 3-0 win last night in Frigidburg. Watching a bunch of that game, and quite honestly, I watched a lot more of that game and the Orlando Atlanta NBA play-in game than I did the Capitals, because the Capitals game didn't largely mean anything, right? I can't even though I start the show talking about the Capitals, it's more like a big picture snapshot look at the Capitals, not just, again, what happened in one game that didn't largely mean a lot, right? And doesn't tell us a whole lot. But the Nationals won game on a frigid Tuesday night in Pittsburgh, I think did tell me a little something. And here's what I mean by that. They had lost three in a row after having that little mini hot streak last week. You could easily say, oh man, it's freezing. It's like a wind chill of sub 30. There's 8,000 people maybe at PNC Park. It's just time to call this one a night. And they didn't. And as a matter of fact, on the very first at bat of the game, not the first pitch, the very first at bat of the game, they said, nope, we're here to play. And James Wood crushed one. Now, it wasn't lefty-lefty, which he did a bunch last week, as we illustrated last week. This one was to lead off the game, as we mentioned, against Mitch Keller, who's a right-hander, who's not a bad pitcher. And he hit one to right center field, 112.6 exit velocity, 445 feet in subarctic temperatures. James Wood is so far everything as advertised, and maybe more. I mean, it's hard to say more because a lot was advertised, but he's everything. Now, they're listing it at 46 degrees. The weather last night, I'm sorry, that did not look like it felt like 46 degrees. Now, it was a 14-mile-an-hour wind, so, you know, feels like temperature in the mid-30s. Got it. It looked frigid. And the Nationals, again, took an early 1-0 lead, and it was a lead that they would never surrender. Why? Because they kept chipping away, and they didn't play a perfect game. But they played decent enough defensively to help out Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin pitched very, very well. 7 shutout innings, only 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, 3 hits. That's a terrific performance, even though, yes, it's against the Pirates, still on the road, major league team. Pirates scored 10 runs the other night or Monday night against your starter in your bullpen. You can't just discredit that and say, well, it's against the Pirates. No. That's a big boy start in a big boy spot. That's what I needed Mackenzie Gore to do the other day. He didn't get it done. Right? Sunday. That's what I needed the bullpen to do on Monday. They couldn't get it done. Last night, Jake Irvin got it done. James Wood got it done. Jake Irvin got it done. And then Nassim Nunez with a two RBI single for the remainder of the offense. And here's the thing. The Nationals are already short C.J. Abrams, and today they had to put Paul DeJong on the DL, or on the IL. Now, Nunez started last night at short, okay, and had the two hits and the two RBI to, again, bust it open and give them the only offense that they would need. But now they're going to have to move forward for presumably the next, what, week or so, roughly. Maybe more, I guess more for DeJong, maybe more for CJ. I don't know. With no CJ Abrams, no Paul DeJong. So the left side, the starting left side of their infield on the injured list, along with a couple of starting pitchers, DJ Hurz, we found out Talk Nats, I think, had this morning. Official, after 14,000 reevaluations, he's going to have Tommy John surgery done. For at least the year and probably until midway through next year. Josiah Gray, I heard Mike Rizzo on with the Junkies. I didn't realize his surgery was as late as it was last year, as I think mid-August. So, you know, the likelihood of him coming back before September 1st is quite honestly very unlikely. Sometimes it happens, but very unlikely. And you might be looking at the entire season. We'll, again, worry about that later on. And they're missing... they're missing somebody else, and I can't remember who off the top of my head. But the point being is they're going to have to move forward here with two games left in Pittsburgh, three in Denver, which I'm sure is not going to be fun, again, weather-wise, or, of course, how the ball travels and how the ball moves around in that ballpark. And it doesn't always, but it usually does. And they're going to have to move forward in that regard with, again, all of these injuries, all of these situations creeping up. And that's why last night was so important. Not only do you get the great start from Jake Irvin, you get the extra offense, again, from Nassim Nunez in a big spot. You get the leadoff home run from James Wood, which sets the tone. You get pretty good defense overall. They had a couple of plays that they turned. Remember, if you were watching the game, they did make an error, but there was a ground ball to third. It kind of bounced up. And Nunez grabbed it and then fired on to make the out, right? So, like, to me, like, they weren't perfect last night, but they did so much right that they not only earned the win, but also it was more than just a Tuesday night 1 of 162 type of win. And I'll tell you one more little bit of that and why it was so important next when we return right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Stay with us.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.